Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Richard, I'm so sorry, I called you a bastard.
Oh, I know I am a bit.
Oh, didn't want to say it.
Is this the new place, Richard?
This is my new home, yeah. This is, this room hasn't really got a name. I'm calling it the study, but it's basically, it's where the computer is, the record player, the printer.
Can I say, you look a little bit happier. Are you feeling different?
Oh, I feel all right, yeah.
Not that you look miserable. You look. There's a lightness about you that I've not. Maybe it's because the room is white. I don't know, but I just sense a lightness.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm moving on. I had my first job interview yesterday, so hopefully that went right. Well, they liked me. I had a nice chat and we all got on, but I don't know if I displayed enough knowledge. But I find out on Monday. We'll see.
Okay. Well, fingers crossed.
Yeah. So that'd be a school just around the corner again. I only like to work at places that are just around the corner.
Richard, was it in the field of...
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm really sorry to interrupt, gentlemen. We'll come to that in a second, Alistair. This is... Catherine, did you find it?
Oh, sorry.
No. And for some reason, it's switched off now, so
you,
I'm annoyed.
Your phone is never on ring. It's always on silent. You guys carry on. I'm going to go to my second
source.
I turn
on silent for this because I don't like it ringing.
Because we need... But when I phone you in the day, it's on silent.
Well, sometimes I forget to put it back on, yeah.
Unbelievable. Right, so you don't have her address?
Yeah, any of the listeners have the address?
Get it off here.
Dave might have it.
I've got it here.
Dave, have you... Well, then why did you need your phone?
Don't get Larry with me, because I'm trying to find it.
Let me put the chat on.
I'll get Fresh with you in a minute. What was that song? Don't.
Fresh, you get spanked.
Get fresh with
get
me.
Fresh
no
with
other
me.
Man could
Dana Cherry.
My love and sweetness that I'm thinking of. We always hang in a buffalo stance.
You always make love while we dance.
Do you, Richard? That's interesting.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I could not make love while I dance.
It's quite tricky. I've probably got the words wrong. I always get all the words wrong.
It's so fiddly. Yeah. What? The only dance I could make love to would be the conga. Because it's you're doing the motion, aren't you, anyway?
You could do a bit thrusting.
It's like the human centipede.
My God.
There was a bit of that when we did the conga in Bath, Alistair. Do you remember?
Yes.
We did a show and we all did the conga and we went out of the theatre and came back round the other side. The Zoom link is coming into the chat, David. David Doggington. Have we got her... Has anyone... Have you got her address? Right, Alistair, sorry, I apologise. You asked Richard a question.
No, I just wondered if that job interview was something about old records that you play.
Oh, no. It's it was for a special needs teaching assistant.
All right, well, good luck anyway, mate.
Thank you all.
So hang on, did you move up without a job?
Yeah. My wife had a job. My wife's a higher earner, so he made sure she got a job first. So, and then she got a job at school here in Grimsby. And then I came along afterwards and I'm getting a job afterwards, if you know what I mean, once we're all settled in. So she's not moved up yet. She's got one more week at work And I quit a bit early, so I've had a half term out of work.
We talked about that. Richard was one of the people I was kind of speaking to behind the scenes. You were very generous with your time when I was thinking about leaving Jack. And you kind of basically said the thing, you know, if you want to leave or not.
Yeah.
And you told me how happier, hello, Pat Pats, how much happier you felt when you handed in your notice. And it was a real...
It's a weight off, yeah.
Yeah, and it was part of the ammunition I had.
Oh, good.
Who's this long-haired hippie that's just strode into town? Hey, oh, man, peace.
I've got that one, top right. I've got one of your records. I bought that reissue. Yeah.
Who are the,
Is that Fanny?
That is Fanny, yes.
Yeah.
Not again on this stream. Second time tonight.
That's Fanny.
Yeah.
I'm Fanny Hill.
Can I just ask? I'm really desperate to get Amy's address.
I've just sent it to you.
Have you emailed it?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you. Right. I'm gonna order flowers from all of us, okay? So you guys carry on talking is what I'm saying.
Where were we? Ba-bum, Fanny. Ba-bum. Proceed, Fanny. David.
Fanny.
Let's talk about Fanny.
Yeah, Susie Quattro's sister was, which one she is. That was recorded at Abbey Road. On the Apple label.
Are you getting any record store day things, Dave? There's nothing.
Not a damn thing.
There's nothing that appeals to me in the list this year.
Not at all.
There was loads on the previous year, but nothing that's appealing to me. No,
the sort of magic's gone out of that now, I think.
Yeah.
So much of it I don't buy on the day and get about half price.
I know.
2 weeks later.
I know. I got the Super Furry Animals B-Sides album.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, I went back to the same record shop. It's still there. It's 10 quid less. I thought, I'm a mug. Never mind. I thought that would sell out, but it didn't.
And a lot of it is just so hideously overpriced that
I know
it just stays nailed to the walls for 6 months.
Apart from the Prince one, I went to get the Prince one and I got that one, and somebody was very angry with me because I got the lost one.
The only one I really wanted was the Peter Gabriel Triple Live album.
Yeah, that was popular
because it was only like 28 quid on triple vinyl, and I thought, yeah,
that's good value.
If that was, I don't know, Bowie or anything, it'd be about 60 quid.
God, yeah.
Dave, can I ask how many vinyls do you have?
Vinyls?
Yeah, whatever.
Or vinyl
albums?
Records.
Vinyl records.
I don't know.
Would you be talking 5,000?
Yeah. No, I don't think it's that many. I could look wherever my phone is. I've got everything on Discog, so, you know.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Otherwise, you end up by it. But
isn't Danny Baker starting to give his away or give some?
Yeah, he's got his thing. He's got to the age where he's not interested in buying records anymore, and he's decided to give it all away. You get to a certain age, I guess. But
I think I'm starting to get to that age now, just because we've had to move all this storage unit stuff into this house, and I'm kind of thinking, what's the bloody point?
How many do you have, Richard?
Records, not so much, but I'm in the 90s in particular. I just bought like 4 CDs a week, just, you know, constantly buying CDs. I was
sorry, you can do
and
that
now. It's,
again,
now it's all on Spotify.
You can go to charity shops and do that all over again, you know.
Yeah,
I'm having to sell, it's just to sort of help my finances a little bit. I'm having to sell 3 immersion boxes, David. Pink Floyd immersion boxes.
Hmm. What on earth is an immersion box?
Well, it's super deluxe. Yeah,
it's like the Dark Side of the Moon, Wish You Were Here, and The Wall. So I'm selling it for 70. Saying now, do you think that's kind of a reasonable amount?
Probably, yeah. I know they've come around again, and they're doing. Is it the 50th anniversary box this year?
Oh yeah, and that
didn't that, one of them have some marbles in it, didn't it? Was that the
all 3 of them have got marbles in, which is great, you know. But the thing was is that I checked the sort of price new, and most of them are sort of near 100 now.
Yeah,
I thought so. I mean, they're absolutely perfect. I mean, you know, I've played a few of the CDs, but not that much. And
can I just say we didn't let in someone called Frau Sinner. Frau Sinner. That's a name you'd see in a phone box back in the 90s, isn't it? Frau Sinner. Anyway, I am. Listen, here's what we're doing. So I'm sending a bunch of flowers to Amy, and I've put it from me and Catherine. I've listed all the mods. I think I've listed all the mods, and I've put it from the TLNA family. But what I think would be cool is if at some point as many people as possible could join this Zoom meeting and we sing happy birthday, and then I can clip it and I can send it to her. So should we aim for about 8 o'clock? No one else may join us, and that's totally cool. But let's aim for 8 o'clock. I will post the link just before eight, so you can get ready if you want to come and join us. Just pop in, just for 2 minutes. We sing happy birthday. It will sound absolutely awful because it always does on Zoom, and I love it. Alistair, the serenity prayer on Zoom, huh? That's a car crash, right? It's all over the place. So we'll do that. So just before 8 o'clock. I will put the link in the chat. It would be really, really cool if you could just come in for 2 minutes. Have your camera off if you want. Maybe we'll let Frau Sinner in.
I find it really depressing.
Oh, I know. We won't. But we'll get as many of you in as we can. 8 o'clock, we'll sing happy birthday, and then we'll clip that and we'll send that to her tomorrow. And that will mean the world to her.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The last rabbit hole show that you guys did online, you know, during lockdown, it ended with a rendition of All You Need Is Love.
Oh yeah!
And God, yes!
And every time I hear that song, it makes me very emotional at times, because that was the last sort of rabbit hole show, but it was absolute carnage, and you were struggling to mute people, and it was just a free for all.
Yeah.
One of the first, I think the very first Stephen Page live from home, when he had about 1,000 people, he unmuted it he does a song called Brian Wilson, and he unmuted it on that. And there was 1,000 people unmuted.
It sounded like the gates of hell had been opened.
It was the worst noise you could ever hear. And yes, I remember all You Need Is Love.
I have it clipped if you want me to send it to you.
Oh, God, yeah, please do. Please do. We'll play that.
I'll try and find it now.
Right. Flowers. In other news,
I just found my Samsung and it rang and the ringer is not off. So why it would not connect, I have no idea.
Your phone one of those days. Mysterious ways. Flowers are set to arrive tomorrow. You better be right about this, Lulu. It's her birthday. set to arrive tomorrow, tomorrow morning. And yeah, so just before I'll put the link in the chat. Come and join us just to sing happy birthday. You can have your camera off if you want. And then, Dean, here you go. I'll let you in. I'm a little bit distracted at the moment.
Do we want any solos on the happy birthday, or is it just an ensemble go for it?
I tell you what, Alice, if you want to do a solo verse first, I am totally... You do it first, and then we'll all join in, all right?
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't upset her.
They hate me. Why would they send me this? Why would they send me this? Lulu, thank you for letting us know. That's there we go. That'll be lovely, lovely, lovely. So anyway, sorry, we were checking in and then we kind of stopped. Does anyone else want to just check in? Let us know what's going on. You don't have to.
I'll
if you don't
do
want to.
Mine quick because you know I'm in a good place at the moment, and it's good to be in a good place because you know I mean I've been out shopping today. I've been with a couple of mates shopping, and I feel quite normal, Ian. And it's at times like this where I feel most serene.
Yeah.
You know, accessing. You know, and. You know, I've got to take advantage of it because you know what I'm like. I go up and down like a yo-yo. But I'm just thinking when you asked, and the difference between how I am now and how I can be is so vast.
Mm.
And I think I'm still convinced it's because I'm on the venlafaxine, which kind of, you know, it does work, but it's kind of, you know. Anyway, I don't know. I'm not going to go down the route of trying to titrate off that because, I mean, I'm just so frightened of the side effects. But, yeah, I'm good. It's good to see everybody. And do you know what always makes me happy? That your show is coming up.
Ah, thank you, man.
Me too.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm glad you're in a good place. Anybody else want to check in?
Yeah, I'd like to check in as well, Ian.
Go on, Dean. What's going on? Where are you?
I had my 3-monthly haloperidol injection today.
Antipsychotic. Oh, okay. Okay. So you get slow release, right? And how do you feel about that?
No, I used to hate it, but now I'm lying in bed all day. I want to be sedated, so. I'm pleased.
Okay. All right. I believe that's a Ramones song as well. Dogface will be able to let me
know. Well, I want to be sedated.
Yeah.
Is it the Ramones?
It is, yeah, right.
I want to be sedated.
You always have to ask that question. Anybody you see wearing that infamous Ramones t-shirt, what's your favourite song? Ramones song?
Oh, they're a band, are they? I didn't realise.
What is your favourite Ramones song?
I like the Phil Spector stuff. I tell you what my favourite Ramones song is.
End of the Century?
Danny says.
Danny says, yes. Is it End of the Century that off that album?
I can't really remember. All I had was the double CD Greatest Hits. That's it. All I had.
Favourite album, Greatest Hits?
I have to say Best of the Beatles.
Don't come close.
All right, I won't, Dave. Bloody hell. Jesus. I'll come far away, but you can still watch. How's about that?
Okay, so everyone's favourite Ramones song, Richard?
I don't know them that well, but I like their version of Be My Baby. Was it Be My Baby? I know he did one of those.
Was it Baby I Love You?
I've got it mixed up.
He had Baby in it?
Yeah, Baby in it as
Renette. I'll take that. I think it's Roger. Click live, mate. Hello, Patty Catty. Boyle, I've not really spoken to you today. I spoke to you a bit when I was on my little walk, and I was a little bit up.
I was all right then. I'm kind of fuming now.
Same stuff as before, or?
I'm just finding it really hard to be the grown-up all the time. Be the only grown-up all the time. You know?
Yeah.
I'm finding it hard. And it feels like I kind of get it both barrels and have to be very careful not to get involved in it too much, you know? But I just find it bloody hard sometimes to be resilient.
I'm not qualified, but is this your daughters you're talking about? Are they giving you jit?
Yeah. A bit, but, you know, they're doing what they do. They're doing what they have to do. They're doing what nature tells them to. They're the reason. It's the reason why we don't all live with our parents still.
I know you haven't.
But it's hard because, you know, I look at them and see a 5 and a 7-year-old and they're not. And, you know, I find them quite hurtful sometimes. But they're not trying to be hurtful.
Do you want you listen? If you want to knock off early, Catherine, no,
no
one
I'm
would
all right. I'm
think
all right.
any less of you for that.
No, I'm all right.
I'm
all
happy
right.
To steer this sausage fest. Yeah, I include you in that, Mandula.
Catherine, right. do you want me to try and arrange some respite care for you so I can get you to care? And, you know, that'll sort them out for a day.
I need to book one of those. What are those? Are they called destruction rooms?
Oh, yeah. This is the rooms where you go in and you smash stuff up.
I'll hire one of those. They can have a go first and then I'll go and finish it off.
That that episode of Stath Let's Flats where he just keeps who is it? Someone just keeps smashing all the tellies in there.
Is that the pigeon one?
Yeah, that's the pigeon one. Three tellies. And then there's the, I think it's beginning of season three, I'm not sure, where he's just getting pranked all the time because, oh, my energy drink. Just all those six, my energy drink. Six times. Richard, I haven't watched that video. Richard sent me a video of
oh, you've got to watch a lockdown one, yeah. It's
they
really
did
good.
A Zoom lockdown special. So I will, I'm going to have some of that. Going to have some of that. Just a reminder, people, got people joining us all the time. Just before 8, I'm going to post the link in the chat, the Zoom link. It will be great if you could join us. We're going to sing happy birthday to our good friend Amy. And I will record that on record it on Zoom, actually. That's probably the way to do it. And then send it to her. So I'll post the link. You don't need your camera on. But let's, if we could get a few more people in, that'll be awesome and would be much awesome.
In my attempt to try and grab a hold of this situation at home, I bought myself a book. It's called The Book You Wish Your Parents Had Read by Philippa Perry.
I've heard of that, yeah.
I haven't read it.
Oh, okay. Well, your kids are going to wish you'd read it.
I remember when I was a teenager, me and my sister were teenagers, and we saw a book in my mum and dad's room saying, how to understand your teenage dad. But what are you going out for, mum? Yeah, that's so embarrassing. We didn't really see it from the mum's point of view at the time.
That's my default is, oh, I can't do this. There must be a manual for this.
My parents just sent us all away, me and the two brothers, to...
Well, that is always plan B.
Paula's sent me the All You Need Is Love. Where did you send it? You sent it to...
I think WhatsApp.
You WhatsApped it. How do I...
I send it to Late Night Alternative?
Yes, please. Thank you very much indeed.
Bear with
you.
Actually, Ian, I did something unusual today.
Okay, I'm slightly nervous.
For the first time in 2.5 years, I went into a shop.
Hey, ooh. Bloody hell. What shop was that?
I went into two, Holland and Barrett and Iceland.
Oh.
What'd you get?
And I was looking at all the food and smelling the food and all that. It was amazing.
Oh, wow.
Catherine, you didn't put the link in the Patreon post.
I didn't have the link.
Will you get to do that again, Dee?
It was in a previous Patreon post.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Well,
you said
yes,
a reminder.
I'm
so
going to go once a week.
Oh, fantastic.
Sorry.
Great. That's
understand.
Email now, Ian.
Hang on. I've got to send the link for the show to everyone.
Sorry, I didn't understand. That's what you were after.
That's all right. You guys talk while I do this.
Catherine, you were saying there about the destruction room. Fairly recently, I've... I witnessed my mood dipping, changing, whatever. And I just thought I need to shake things up and change things. So I started kickboxing.
Oh.
Not great at it by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, even from a fitness point of view, it's an absolute lung puncture, you know, completely beat. But in terms of the head, totally in a far, far better space.
I think that is one of the things I need literally to sort out. Just, I'm doing nothing active at the moment.
Just getting down, punch bag in the gym, and just slogging at it for 30 minutes, and you're a wreck at the end of it. But see the energy that gives you in return, and the headspace, it's absolutely fantastic. And I just wish I started this years ago, not when I'm about to turn 50, because it looks like a midlife crisis, but it's far from it.
No, but it's just a matter of you finally getting the time to do it.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.